Good morning. You are welcome to this week, Command the Week. God bless you. Shall we close our eyes as we begin to worship the Lord? Thank you, Jesus. All the glory must be to the Lord, for He is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord, unto the Lord. All the glory must be to the Lord, to the Lord. For He is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord, unto the Lord. All the glory must be to the Lord. For He is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be unto the Lord. No man on earth should give glory to himself. Oh, all the glory must be to the Lord. There is no other God who lives and never ever dies. There is no, oh yes, there is no, there is no other God who lives and never dies. There is no other God who never dies. There is no other God who never dies. Who never dies. There is no other God who lives and never ever dies. There is no, there is no, there is no other God who lives and never ever dies. There is no other God who never dies. There is no other God who never dies. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You got times and seasons in your hands. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are. You have chosen to call me your own. You are God, you are God, from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus. Our Lord and Maker, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for this beautiful week. Thank you for this wonderful month as well. Dear God, we give you thanks and praises for the gift of life. It is a real privilege that we are still alive and we are not taking it for granted, Lord. Dear God, be that we are exalted in the name of Jesus. This morning we come as dirty as we are, as tattered as we are, as battered as we are. Before the throne of mercy, Lord, we have I confess whom we are, what we are before you, Lord. We confess every of our sins and iniquities, O Lord. Father, please have mercy upon us and forgive us this morning in the name of Jesus. Every sin of any type that has polluted us, that has contaminated us, that has defiled us, Lord, we pray that, Lord, please let the blood of Jesus, the blood of atonement, atone for us. And let the efficacy of this blood, Lord, this morning cleanse us, spirit, soul, and body, from every type of filthiness, pollution, contaminations, and defilement, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, we place a demand upon grace on grace, Lord. This very day, Lord, give us grace and capacity to please you in all we are to do this day, this week, Lord. In all our endeavors, please, the grace to put you first in everything, Lord, give unto us in the name of Jesus. We hereby ask that you lead us all through the week, you guide us, order our feet, direct our paths, Lord, in the name of Jesus. All we are to do, we commit to your able hands. Dear God, please bless and prosper those that are not contrary to your will for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus, the most prosperous name, I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. We are back to our topic. By God's special grace, the topic we have been treating is correcting the wrong foundations. Correcting the wrong foundations. I've said a bit of things on the foundations. We know how important foundations are in everything, especially when we are talking about the structure, the building. The foundation is so much important. Without the foundation, the structure under which we are presently will not be standing. It is foundation that carried that structure. So therefore, the matter of foundations can never ever be overemphasized. Our main anchor scripture for this topic has been the book of Psalms. Psalm number 11, we have been reading verse 3 from the book of Psalms. Psalm number 11 and verse number 3, which read thus, that if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Like I said few things last week, that when there is faulty foundations, most of the time the victims of those foundations are not even the one that put it up. The victims, as always, most of the times, be innocent. That the Bible says the righteous hear. So those who doesn't know anything about how that foundation was laid, like for instance, I think last week I was pointing to a news in Nigeria where a building of either 6 or 7 story building collapsed and people were killed in that scenario. I was pointing to the fact that those who died, because I didn't listen into the details of that news, I just saw the flash on internet. I said those who died in that incident might be the workers or the innocent tenants that are living. They paid their money. They didn't pay to die. They paid to have a shelter on their head. They paid for them to be covered from hazard, from trouble, from calamity. When you are at home, you are rest assured that you are safe to some extent. That was the reason why they paid. They didn't pay to go and die there. Or prevention, it was still under the construction. Those who were there, they were fetching for living. If they were workers, they were just working to fetch for their livelihood so that they can feed their families. But alas, they met with their abrupt end. So they died untimely. Because you cannot tell me that is the plan of God for them. No, it wasn't the plan of God for anybody to die that way. That is the truth. So, what am I saying is that those who suffered it were not the problem. The problem of that building collapsing will be from two people, the developer and the owner of the building. Because they know the kind of place they are building, and they know the kind of structure they want to build, and they know the kind of materials they engage in building that place. They knew that the quality of what they are putting forth, what they are putting up, is not good enough. But because they want to manage things, oh, you just manage it like that, this and that, this. That would be the reason why those people met their end. It's as a matter of foundations. So this morning, I want to begin to be specific. I told you there are so many things that can be wrong with our foundations. I was talking about foundation pollution. So there are many things that can pollute our foundations. And this morning, I will be specific and direct on one of them as I read from the book of Joshua. Let's take the book of Joshua, chapter number 6, verse number 26 as well. Joshua 6, 26. Let's read Joshua 6, 26 and see something. This incident happened in Jericho after Joshua and the people of God has conquered Jericho. They've destroyed the enemies of God over there. See what happened. Verse 26 said, and Joshua adjourned them. And Joshua adjourned them at that time, saying, cursed be the man before the Lord that riseth up and builded this city Jericho. He shall lay the foundation thereof upon his firstborn, and his youngest son shall he, and in his youngest son shall he set up the gates of it. Can you see something? A city was built, then it was crumbled, it was crushed to nothing. Now, the person that crushed it is laying some curse, or curse is down now, that this place must not be built any longer. That whosoever tries building this place, This shall be the portion. He placed a curse. So I am talking about curse this morning. Curse. Curses in our foundations. Curses is one of the things, the most terrible things that can pollute foundations. That we're supposed to cry against. Praying 3 hours against curses in our foundation every day is not too small. I'm telling you, curses. You see, when we are talking about curses, let me say a few things about it, but because of time, I don't want to talk much. Maybe because if I'm to talk deep on this curse alone, we should spend like 4 to 6 weeks on it. So when you are talking about curses is direct opposite of blessings. Can you see? It's direct opposite of blessing. It is utterances of evil wishes. Are wishing somebody evil. Evil wishes. Utterances of evil wishes against a person, against a place, against anything or a thing. So when you read Mark chapter 11 verse 14, you will see where Jesus placed a curse on a tree, and that tree dried up and died. So that is it. Curses can be placed on a person, a place, or a thing. It can be placed on anything. So it's an utterance that capable of causing injury. Yes, it's capable of causing injury, capable of causing mischief, capable of causing pains. Yes, in someone's life or on a place as well. So curses is to, you know, incapacitate the victim. It can incapacitate the victim. When you are talking about curse, curse can incapacitate. Curse are, you know, high level of violent expression against a person, place, or thing. High level of violent expression. I'm not a kid not to know how some people place curses. I must tell you, even Christians go, especially those who call themselves prophets, they go too far to lay curses upon people who offend them, especially those who serve as their son in the Lord. Maybe that one break away or something. Hey, you need to see what some of them does. Yes, while I was still in Nigeria, I love going to mountains, so I climb mountains a bit. Let me not say a lot. I climb mountains a bit. And on some mountains, you will hear some prayers. Some people are praying, you will be shocked. Yes, some people are on mountains, they have not eaten anything for a good 3 days, sometimes 7 days. No food, no water. And when they want to break on that day, many of them will cut bitter leaf, and they will begin to chewing the bitter leaf, and they will be talking, "As my mouth is bitter, let the life of so person." Yes, people go extra mile to lay cash. That is what I'm telling you. Some of them, they have been fasting like that. What they will eat is alligator pepper. That is this pepper, very, very smallish red pepper. But it is most pepperish one, very, very peppery, very, very peppery, very tiny pepper like this. Yes, in my place, no, most of the time they don't plant that pepper. It grows on its own. It grows on its own, very, very peppery, and some people will put it in their mouth and be speaking to people's life. Those who are demonic, some of them, they will put some concoction, they put some things inside the earthen pot, and they will put fire on it, and they will carry it. Yes, as they carry it, as that thing is burning their hands, and there will be raining curses upon their victims. So people go extra mile to lay curses. Some people dive into the heart of the sea to go and lay curses. They will dive under in the water to lay curses. Name it. Many will wake up at the middle of the night. Yes, and they will strip themselves naked and start to lay curses. Women especially, they start to lay curses on men that have jilted them or one thing or the other. Yes, these are the things. You see, the Bible says in Proverbs, the curseless shall not come. The curse that has no reason will never come. Remember, we are talking about foundation. Yes, the reason why curses are in the foundation, Lamentation says, our father, they've caused trouble, and they are not. But we, the children, now we are burning the consequences of the trouble they have caused. They are the one that has eaten grapes, and they have eaten the grapes. They are no longer alive. But we are, yes, many things they have done in the past. Some of them have contacted with the demons. They've promised them, my generation will be doing this. And now the generation is doing something else. The generation is not following their primitive, wicked ways. Can you see? The Bible says, he that break the edge, snake shall bite. You see, I am holy. Holiness doesn't stop this. Yes, this is a matter of pure deliverance. We need to deal with it. I am holy. But that is the reason why the Bible says righteous. The Bible is not talking about the sinners. It said, if the foundations has been destroyed, what can the righteous do? Yes, you are holy. Fine. You still need to do some things. There must be deliverance. You must pray. You must cry. You must, or else you cry, there will be problem. That curse will remain in your foundation. That is the reason why you see our holiness, we are struggling with it. Today, bombardment of one sin or the other. Yes, there are things in our foundation that invite sins, that invite satanic attacks, that invite bombardment. There are things in our foundation that magnetize failure, that magnetize trouble to us. In many families, whenever somebody is rising, when they rise to a peak, suddenly they died. Yes, I know family like that in my place. That nobody rises. When you look at the whole big family compound, they don't have big people. They don't have rich people to that extent. Yes, when anybody rise to a peak, they will just die. Yes, I've said it once. There was a man that was rising from that family, and he was about to become a commissioner of police. That time, he had sat for the exams and everything. He just remained him to be proclaimed a commissioner. He was assistant commissioner of police. So, was it assistant or deputy commissioner of police? Something like that. Deputy commissioner is like deputy commissioner of police, senior assistant commissioner of police. So then, just one step, and he have finished everything. It just remained him to be proclaimed. Lo and behold, he was buried before the promotion came. He was buried. That is how that family has been. That, why? Foundation. Foundation. There are cases of thou shall not excel in that place. You shall not excel beyond this level in that family. Unless everyone, individual or collectively, fight against that, it will persist. It will persist. So, curses are unpleasant words sent to hurt somebody, sent to torment, to cause calamity. Sent to curse, to cause calamity. When you curse somebody, the curse will cause calamity. Curses a great vehicle of tragedy and tragedies and sorrow. Curses, they are the vehicle that drive tragedies and sorrow into people's life. They open gates. Once somebody is cursed, then there will be problem. You see, just of recent, I was listening to a chieftaincy man of one tribe. As a matter of fact, he is a generalissimo of that tribe. That is a man that it is the general that lead the warrior of that tribe to war whenever there is war. I was listening to him. He was talking to a man who was interviewing him, and he was talking about curse and war. He said there is nobody that has all his predecessors that they cannot go to war without issuing curses, raining curses. The curses are weapon in the hand of the generals of war. Say before they go, they have to send curses ahead. They have to use curses to incapacitate the opponent. Can you see something? That is how powerful curses can be. That is how powerful curses can be. I'm telling you, there is nothing you talk, you say about curses that is to be taken lightly. Not at all. That the curses shall not come without a cause. Curses shall not come without a cause. This one in our foundation, what causes it is very simple. The progenitors, our progenitors has contacted and make some covenant. We are still going to talk about the covenant as well, God willing. They have made some covenant or some vows with some demons, with some fallen angels, some spirits, which now, after they have died, maybe because they did not show the children what to do or something like that, or because of civilization, or because of Christianity, or the other religions now, those things are abandoned. Nobody is appeasing them. Nobody is sacrificing to them again. Then there will be problem. That is a cause to bring about a curse. The demons will curse. They have laid the curse already, that the day you stop doing this, this shall happen. Many a times it was our progenitors that used their mouth to bring this curse, that the day I stop worshiping you, the day I stop bringing sacrifice, let this happen. They just make some irrational decisions. They don't think about their future. They don't think after them when they are no longer alive. Many of them are so selfish to the point that they did this to get money, to get wealth. Many of them, they did this to give birth, to have children. Can you see? They did this to have children. And here you are. We know nothing about it. That's the reason why the Bible says the righteous. You are innocent of that thing. You were not there. You don't know how it happened. Unless you cry to God and the mercy of God open your eyes, God show you this is what has transpired in your lineage in the past before you start addressing things. You don't know why things are the way they are. The more you pray, the more things become hard. The more you pray, the more you meet with the roadblock. Can you see? The more you pray, the more you stumble. The more you pray, the more the failure. You are now wondering, is it a crime to pray? Is it a crime to be a Christian? No, it's not a crime. We need to address our foundations. We need to address things in our foundations. One of the things we must address thoroughly. This might take us a year of talking about this foundation. I won't rush. Because without our foundation, we are nothing. Without our progenitor, we will not be here. And they have done some things wrong, which we must correct. We must correct it. Why we quarrel? Because our future generations are coming. If you just live under it like that, you labor under the curses, under the wrong foundation, and you die, your children will be like that again. Your grandchildren, great-grandchildren also. Somebody must stand up. Deborah says, when there was no longer leaders, no judges in Israel, say, I have to stand up as the mother in Israel. Somebody have to stand up as well. Stand up as father in Israel, in your own Israel. Stand up as mother in your own Israel as well. Strike something. Let your unborn generation know about it, that you started this. Yes, somebody have to do it. Curses are powerful. You see, Joshua laid the curse. Whosoever will bring about building this very city, that person will not live to see it. He will start the foundation on his firstborn, and on his lastborn will he raise the gates. And guess what? After several years, somebody did so. After 100 of years, somebody did so. That is, you can see it in the book of 1 Kings, chapter number 16, verse 34. 1 Kings, chapter 16, verse 34 says, In his days, did Hiel the Bethelite built Jericho. He laid the foundation thereof in Abiram, his firstborn, and set up the gates thereof in his youngest son, Shagub, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Joshua the son of Nun. Can you see something? A generation rose. Somebody woke up one day from the lineage, from the city of Jericho, and said, oh, this city is this is where we grown up, this is where my parents come from. So just let me, he wanted to raise the city again. Then he has to lose all his children for that sake. He started the foundation upon the firstborn. And then before he will say we will want to raise the gate thereof, he has no children on earth again. All of them they are finished. Why? Curse in the foundation. Curse has been laid on that foundation without him knowing. He didn't know it. You will not be an evil spectacle in the name of Jesus. So he didn't know it. Then the children start dying. He didn't come to his senses until the last born. Can you see the power of curse? Curses are very, very powerful. They are very, very powerful. God willing, next week we will look at some other Bible quotations about it. But the joy of it is that we can deal with it as Christians. Inasmuch as you have surrendered your life to Jesus, inasmuch as you are a child of God, there is provision for you. There is provision for you and I. Revelation chapter 22 verse 3 says, and there will be no curse again. There will be no more curse. No more curse. So we have to address it. Galatians chapter 3 verse 13. Curse is seed that is hung on the cross. Because Christ has been hung. You see, the curse will not come without a cause. And if the curse will go, there must be a cause where the curse must go as well. If something has been done that brought the curse So something must be done again to do away with the curse and the cause. Is the death of Christ the cause, the reason why the curse must go, the reason why the curse must leave you, leave your foundation, is because Christ has been made a curse for us. Galatians chapter number 3, let's see, as we pray now. I just have to explain little things about it, and by God's special grace, we still continue on this one next week. So we say some things, that things, few things we need to know about it. And we know it and we pray about it. The Bible says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed be everyone that hangeth on a tree. Can you see? Jesus has been made a curse so that no curse should affect you any longer. If you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, this is the right time for you to do so. I've given you 5 seconds. Just invite Jesus into your life now, because without him, you cannot be free from any curse. No matter how terrible the curse is, you cannot be free. I just talk generally today in some cases, I mean in some family, it is the curse of God that is worrying them, just like this of Joshua. But time will not allow me to speak on that. So if it is the curse of God, what do you do? Unless you and I repent of our sins and plead for mercy. So you have to surrender your life to Jesus first. And if you are a child of God, just be asking God for mercy. Yes, confess every of that sin, the sins of your own sins, your parents' sins, parental sins, ancestral sins, just like Daniel did. Confess those sins now. Confess them. Yes, if you have not yet given your life to Christ, just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I've come to you today. I realize without you, I can't do it myself, and I surrender my life to you. Please come into my life as my Lord and personal Savior. Deliver me from myself. Deliver me from the world. Deliver me from the power of darkness. In the name of Jesus, write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Fire. If you said that prayer with me, congratulations. Now you can follow us to pray the next prayer now. That is it. But let me give you this 3 short advice. Number 1 is get a complete Bible. Make sure you have hardcover. You may have thousands of soft copy on your phones or whatever. No problem. But this hardcover, as I'm reading this now, no message can pop up. No call can come into this one and distract me. That is the reason for the hardcover. And make sure you have contact with it every day. You have contact with it every day. Number 2, start to pray no matter how short. 1 minute prayer is still prayer. 2 minutes prayer is prayer. 5 minutes prayer is prayer. Just start from somewhere and grow thereby. Yes, you can pray 3 days non-stop. There is no crime in that. Yes. But you just have to start from somewhere. And then number 3 is look for a Bible-believing church around you and join them. There is no any soldier that is trained outside the barracks. Every soldier must be attached to a barrack. So you have to get a barrack where your hands will be trained to war. So God bless you. Shall we close our eyes as we begin to plead the blood of Jesus? Yes. Close your eyes and begin to plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white than snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus. 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 It washes white than snow. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus set me free. Oh, from sins and sorrow, the blood of Jesus set me free. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus set me free. Oh, from sins and sorrow, the blood of Jesus set me free. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus set me free. Oh, from sins and sorrow, the blood of Jesus set me free. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus set me free. Yeah, from sins and sorrow, the blood of Jesus set me free. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus set me free. Oh, from sins and sorrow, the blood of Jesus set me free. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I want us to plead the blood of Jesus. One more time, you plead the blood. This is the weapon we are to use mostly in this warfare. We are going to plead the blood of Jesus. Say, I plead the blood of Jesus upon my foundations. I dredge my foundation in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I drench my foundations in the blood of Jesus. I drench my foundations in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I drench my foundations in the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I drench my foundations in the name of Jesus. I drench my foundations in the power of the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I drench my foundations. I drench my foundations in the blood of Jesus. I drench my foundations in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Fire. We are going to pray like this. Let's repeat that prayer now. That every sin in my foundation, every sin of my ancestors, every sin of my progenitors that brought curses to my foundations, Father, have mercy. I repent on behalf of my ancestors. I repent and I confess on behalf of my progenitors. In the name of Jesus, Father, have mercy, have mercy. Have mercy in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, dear God, have mercy. Dear God, have mercy. Dear God, have mercy. Dear God, have mercy. In the name of Jesus, every sin in my foundation, the sins of my parents, the sins of my ancestors, the sins of my progenitors that has brought curses upon this family, upon my foundation, Father, I plead for mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Forgive, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, I confess the sins of any time. Yel kopalia kasutepe, makopa yekepe lezu atata, reikopa ikasitepe ruazandawo, regoba ikapa lezu atata, mapota ebrandebo agasate, regabala kositepe, madebo yako site ruaziata, rekopa ikatendeye, rezuda ba ebrako shikepe, rizuda bale kotendeye ruazindo, rezuka palia Father, have mercy. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. 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 In the name of Jesus, all the sins of my parents, the sins of my ancestors, the sins of my progenitors that has brought about curses, that has brought curses upon us, upon my foundations. Oh Lord, have mercy, Lord. Forgive, oh Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Forgive, oh Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Forgive, O Lord, because your word says, if the foundations has been destroyed, what can the righteous do, Lord? Unless the righteous cry, unless the righteous plead, Father, have mercy. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Fire. Like I said, the Bible says, Joshua was the one that lay curse. In the book of Joshua chapter 6 verse 26, but by the time it got to the book of 1 Kings chapter number 16 verse 34, the Bible says the curse of the Lord, the curse of Joshua has turned to that of the Lord, said according to the word of the Lord. That was how, according to the word of the Lord, was how the man laid the foundation on his son Abiram, the first son, and raised the gates thereof on the second, the last one, Shagub. Can you see something? So we are going to plead. Preventions, the curses that are affecting us are the curses of God. That it is the hand of God that is there. Yes, we are going to plead for mercy. Lord, have mercy. Every curse, every divine curse, every just curse in my foundations, Father, this morning, let your mercy remove them. The curses that is causing failure, the curses that is causing pains, the curses that is causing downfall for my life, every just curse in my foundation, every curse of God affecting my foundation as a result of disobedience, as a result of idol worship, as a result of murder. Yes, I've told you before that some villages, some city, some towns were set up with the sacrifices of human sacrifices, sacrificing human beings. Most of the time, sacrificing pregnant women, killing the baby and killing the woman. Yes, some family are so powerful. There are some notorious herbalists, some notorious hunters that set up, like my family. I told you, my progenitor was a hunter. The man was an hunter. Then the second one, the brother, was notorious herbalist. Yes. Anybody from my place, anybody from my... The man called Ofiro Ajosho, that very man was hunter. Can you see something? So do I know what sort of things he has done? No. So many of them, they seek power to the point that they when the woman is still alive, they will tear pregnant woman, they will heavily pregnant, they will tear them open and remove the baby alive from them to use the blood of that baby to bath, all in the name of looking for power. Yes, many of this has happened, and that pregnant woman is dying in pains. The curse of that pregnant woman will become a just curse. It will become a just curse upon the family as she laid the curse. Even though if she did not lay the curse of God is upon that family, that lineage already. And you are carrying their blood. Can you see something? We are going to plead for mercy. Father, have mercy. Let your mercy remove every just curse upon my family, every just curse in my foundation, causing pains, causing sorrow, causing calamity for us now. Father, by your mercy, remove them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your mercy remove them. in the name of Jesus. Mercies of God, remove them, Lord. Mercies of God, remove them, Lord. Mercies of God, remove them, Lord. Mercies of God, remove them, remove them. Mercies of God, remove them. Every curse that is causing sorrow in my foundations, every curse that is dust curse, divine curse, Father, please have mercy. Remove them, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Remove them, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Remove them, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Remove them, Lord. Let your mercy remove them. In the name of Jesus. Daddy, let your mercy remove them. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Fire. We don't have much time. We don't have much time, but I want you to spend more time. You see, this program does serve as template. Does serve as template. If we have been praying from 9 in the morning, that would have been very good. Like we are spending like 7 hours praying this prayer. It will have been very good. We will have been able to, you know, go diversify the prayer to many multi dimensions. Yes. We just have to pray again. This very morning, you tell God, every curse, unjust curse, yes, every unjust curse in my foundations, blood of Jesus, wipe them away. In the name of Jesus, break and wipe them off. Blood of Jesus, break them now. Wipe them off. Break them now. Wipe them off. Every unjust curse, every satanic curse, every demonic curse, evil, every curses issued against my family, by any power, by any idol, by any demon, by any spirit, blood of Jesus, break and cancel them. Break and cancel them. Break and cancel them. Break and cancel them. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, break it and cancel it. In the name of Jesus, the curse of any form, the curse affecting my foundation, the curse from any level, from any demon, from any power, from any idol, yes, from any spirit that is affecting my foundations, blood of Jesus, break and cancel them. 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 The blood of Jesus, break them now. Cancel them now. 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 In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Fire. Our time is fast spent. So let's pray this one more on that curse. Let's tell God, blood of Jesus, say, you my foundations, hear the word of the Lord. By the power in the blood of Jesus, be free from curses in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus has been made a curse for me. He was hung on the tree for my sake. Therefore, you my foundations, be delivered by the power and the blood of Jesus from every curse affecting me, affecting my lineage, affecting my foundations. You, my foundations, hear the word of the Lord. Be free. Be delivered from every curse. 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 My foundations, be delivered from every curse. In the name of Jesus, be delivered, 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 be delivered. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Fire. We are praying this last one on it. My life, be delivered by the power and the blood of Jesus from every curse. You, my life, be set free in the name of Jesus. It is written, if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Yes, through the death of Christ on the cross of Calvary, I am free indeed from every curse in the name of Jesus. Because it is written, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of law. Christ has redeemed me because he was made a curse for my sake. Every curse, both the just and unjust, affecting my life because Christ has died, that is a curse. Why the curse must not affect me again? Yes, because Christ has died on the cross of Calvary. So therefore, release my life in the name of Jesus. Curses of any form, release my life in the name of Jesus. Release my life. You, my life, be set at liberty by the power and the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Fire. Say this one. Every dream, every evil dream that I've had in the past, every wicked dreams that I've had in the past, or someone else had about me, waiting for this very particular week to manifest, waiting for this very day to manifest, waiting for this very month to manifest, waiting for this year to manifest, you shall not prosper. Be aborted by the blood of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Fire. We are changing it other way around. Every good dream I have had in the past, or someone else had about me, the one I was told, the one I wasn't told, the one I remember, the one I can't remember, that is supposed to manifest and be fulfilled this very week, this very day, this very month, this very year, the one that must fulfilled, hear the word of the Lord, manifest by the power and the blood of Jesus. I power you to manifestation. I power you to fulfillment by the blood of Jesus. All my good dreams, all the good prophecies about me that is meant to manifest and fulfilled this very day, this very week, this very month, this very year, your time is up. Be powered to fulfillment by the blood of Jesus. I power you to manifestations. I power you to fulfillment by the blood of Jesus. I power you to fulfillment. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Fire. The last set of prayers. I'm going to set, stretch forth your hands towards the east and the west side of wherever you are. You spread your hand, your two hands, one towards the east, one to, and the other one towards the west. And you make these two different types of declaration. Say, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I decree and I declare every form of evil that has been programmed into this day, into this week, from these two directions, I'm pointing my hands. Hear the word of the Lord. I am not your candidate. Be aborted by fire in the name of Jesus. Be aborted by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen. We are decreeing again. By the power in the blood of Jesus, I declare every good thing that has been programmed into this week that is bound to happen from these two directions, I am pointing my hands from the east and from the west. Every blessing, every assistance, every good thing that must happen to my life from the east, from the west, this very week, this very day, hear the word of the Lord, be released or hindered and be delivered without further delay. Be delivered without delay. Be delivered without delay. Be released without delay and be delivered as I warned you in the name of Jesus. Be released and be delivered as I warned you. Be released without any delay and be delivered as I warned you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, you spread it again towards the west, the south and the north. Spread it again towards the south and the north. And you make the declaration. Every form of evil that has been programmed into this day, into this week, from these two directions, I'm pointing my hands. Hear the word of the Lord. I and my household, we are not your candidates. So therefore, be aborted in the name of Jesus. It is written, the sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. So therefore, be aborted in the name of Jesus. Be aborted in the name of Jesus. We are not your candidate. We are not your victim. Every form of evil that has been programmed under the sun, this very day, this very week, from these two directions, we are not your candidate. Be aborted. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Then you are turning it around. Every blessing, every assistance, every good thing, promotion, whatever thing that God has programmed into this very day, to this very week, and it's bound to happen from these two directions, from the south and the north, hear the word of the Lord. Be released without any delay and be delivered to my hands as I wend you. Be released without delay and be delivered as I wend you. Be released without delay and be delivered as I wend you. Be released without delay. Be delivered as I wend you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Fire. God bless you. I pray for you by the power in the mighty name of Jesus, that as you set into this week, the hand of Almighty God is upon you. In the name of Jesus, the hand of God is upon your life. The hand of God is upon your family. In the name of Jesus, this very week, whatsoever you lay your hands upon shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, whatever you lay your hands upon this week shall succeed. In the name of Jesus, you will not know failure. In the name of Jesus, as God lives and His Spirit lives, this very week, all the pregnancy of good things in you, I pray for you, receive power to push and to bring forth in the name of Jesus those good ideas that God has given to you already, those good potentials in you that you are loaded with. Receive the power to push and to bring them forth in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. No evil will befall you. Every good thing you lay your hands upon this week shall end up in testimony in the name of Jesus. Untimely death is not your portion. Sorrow is not your portion. Frustration is not your portion. Disappointment is not your portion. Failure is not your portion in the name of Jesus. This very week, men and women of influence, men and women of affluence, men and women of substance, men and women that matter in this society called globe, we step out of their comfort zones and make life comfortable for you and your loved ones in the name of Jesus. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Don't forget, by God's special grace, next week, 4 a.m. GMT 00 to 5 a.m. GMT 00, like this. Meet me again on our Facebook page and Miss LR and YouTube as well. God bless you. Exploit this very wonderful week in all ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you next week, Monday. God bless you.